What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside Hour 3, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Easy, Chewy. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So, we'll get to that quarterback story coming up in a couple of minutes. One quarterback that a team may be stuck with. And yes, remember, I exist so you feel better about your teams. But I got a text from my wife.
Yeah.
As you know, March Madness here going on, NCAA tournament into the Sweet 16. In her bracket trivia challenge, now it went from 100-some-odd teams now in the championship. It's a chance. Her team was a 10 seed. This is for the entire South Bay area of Los Angeles.
South Bay, I mean, what are we talking about the parameters here? Like, what's our geographic
bordering? Santa Monica and South, kind of.
Okay.
So, feeling pretty good. It's close going to the final round right now. Here are the couple of big questions she had so far that are very radio-friendly we can do. And I mean radio-friendly, meaning it's not like, in 1674, this Byzantine monk decided to rename a...
Thelonious?
Yes, who is the loneliest monk? Here we go. You guys ready for your questions? Here we go.
Yeah,
Steve DeSay, you ready to play? Frostburg? All right, here we go. So there was
he might have said Thelonious monk.
No, that was the whole big Tabitha Soren line. Who is, when she interviewed Bill Clinton,
that's
when he was running for president,
MTV.
And said, who do you listen to? And he's Thelonious monk. And she said, who is the loneliest monk?
Wow.
Not what people Malik monk.
Especially after that 0-for-10.
It used to be Art Monk. Now it's Malik monk.
Well, he lives in Sacramento, so.
So here is your first question. Here's your first question. What Midwest school has a nickname and mascot both named after a tree? What is the school? What is the nickname? Midwest school.
That's nickname? In the tournament.
No. Just college. Just a college. Who's team? Not in the tournament.
D1, D2, D3.
Oh, D1. Midwest school.
Men's tournament or women's tournament?
No. This is just a general school. There's no tournament.
Sorry, I had no tournament.
There's no tournament. There's no anything.
I know that.
Midwest school, it has their mascot and nickname are named after a tree. Everybody's getting their answers ready to go. Mike Harmon is not blurting it out. Instead, is writing it down. That is incorrect.
It's right, though.
That is, it's incorrect.
No, it's right.
It's not Power 5 D1.
No, that's a fair point.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's not Stanford.
Which is not Stanford, no.
Which is why they got screwed.
That's why, hence the Midwest.
See, I didn't hear the Power Five.
No, that's what I said. I said Midwest D1, Power Five, yeah. It's all right. You guys are overthinking it. You guys are overthinking. Power school, we talk about this school all the time. More so in football than we do in basketball. But still, their basketball team is okay. Right now, everybody listening in the state is yelling out the name. The answer is this, you idiots! The answer is this! Jerry! Midwest Power School. Power 5 Power School. College football season, we talk about them all year long. The last few years, we've talked about their failures at the end of the year, more so than their winning at the end of the year.
Wow. Hey. I missed the Power 5 thing, so I had a guess.
Let me narrow it down. Big Ten school.
Well, we always talk Michigan failures.
Michigan, right. No, but they won the national title and won three in a row. And a Wolverine is an animal.
It's not a tree.
So it's not a tree, yeah. No.
The Buckeyes.
Ohio State Buckeyes. Yes, the Buckeyes.
See, because I missed the Brutus Power Buckeye. 5, so immediately I was like, oh, it's the Sycamores of Indiana State.
And technically Midwest.
Sycamores.
It's in Indiana State. It was Midwest, right? I mean, like, yeah, that's where I went.
Larry Bird.
So I completely, because they got screwed. We missed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
We did.
And they were one seed in the NIT, mister.
Yes, oh, they were. Well, at least we got that great Larry Bird commercial. Hey, I'm a bird in Larry Bird's attic. Larry Bird's crashing through. All right, here's the second one. This is a big one. This gave them the lead. Okay. They took the lead. Name the 8 presidents who have died in office. I got 5. The other 3, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Sure.
Well,
William Henry Harris.
Well, that's the first one I got.
The assassinated.
I died in 30 days.
McKinley.
There's Taylor. There's Tyler. There's Fillmore. And there's Hayes.
Kennedy.
There's William Henry Harrison.
FDR.
I died in 30 days. Yes. You got Lincoln and Kennedy, not Lincoln Kennedy, but you got Lincoln and Kennedy. You got William Henry Harrison.
Our friend, Lincoln Kennedy.
You got FDR.
I said McKinley.
And you said McKinley. Very good.
Assassinated.
I got one more because I remember he died in office. The one I got was James Garfield. So now you're missing 2 others that I would not have gotten.
So you
would
Lincoln, have said, yeah. Kennedy, McKinley, William Henry Harrison, Garfield. Who was the other one I missed that?
He's the Bengals head coach.
FDR. Yes, and you're FDR. Right. You're right. That was my hit was going to be, he also the same name as head coach in the NFL.
Then they gave away the name, yes.
Joe Burrow. Zach Taylor. Zachary Taylor. You think they call him Zach Taylor when he was president? President Zach? Hey, Zach. Zach, you're the president, Zach. Zach, you good, Zach?
And then he yelled, I'm standing on the edge of tomorrow.
You're missing one more. And here's a hint, is that he was always referred to with his middle initial as well.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
James K. Polk.
James K. Polk, no. Is he also a rapper?
He's also a rapper.
Yes.
Long Beach.
If you take his first name and his middle initial,
President
he's a rapper.
Snoop.
He's
oh. You said Long Beach.
Yeah, I did.
Man, fire this dude, man. I gotta fire this Secretary of State. If you take his first name, his middle initial, he's a rapper. But if you take the whole name, he is it's not a rapper.
Taft.
Taft is a high school in
Taft
Long
is a high
school.
It is. Regulators.
Valley,
not in Long Beach, yeah.
President in 1923, Warren G. Harding.
Harding.
There's your 8 presidents. Harrison, Taylor, Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, Harding, Roosevelt, and John F. Kennedy.
Now, if you watch Boardwalk
Taft.
Empire, Mike, you would know the answer.
See, that's how Frostberg knew. He knew Zach Taylor.
I don't remember.
He knew Zach Taylor.
I watched it.
Yeah, they didn't like alcohol.
No, they didn't.
Hey, President Zach Taylor, listen, with Burrow out, what are you going to do at quarterback this week? Forget about the economy. What are you going to do at quarterback?
I mean, Jake really. Browning's going to do okay for a couple of weeks.
All right, can I yell it out?
We sure about that? No, we got it all. What did you want to yell out?
Who got it?
I had to say it.
But I'm not listening to you.
Go ahead, Frostberg. Say it like nobody else. Go ahead, say it.
Oh, you already said it.
Okay, well, say it then.
All right, I'm good.
Okay. All right. So there's your 8 presidents who have died in office.
That's
right there.
That's pretty impressive.
I would have had 5. You would have said, if you would have said Zachary Taylor, I would have said, sure. McKinley, sure. Okay. Warren G. Harding, I would have said, sure. I'd been like, okay, that's fine. I'll give you the 5 I know. I'll give you the 5 I know.
Regulate. Right?
Regulators, mount up.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. A team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. Everybody here know Marty? So today, again, you know, I get big day, tons of NFL news, the NCAA tournament. And then I got to get up and see a big headline. Jets owner Woody Johnson says, hey, if we can't trade Zach Wilson, we're going to keep him.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
That's his guy.
On.
I told you that months ago.
Come on. Because if you keep him, all you're going to do is ensure that he's going to start the majority of the games.
Yeah, that's true.
Something will happen. Rodgers will wind up being vice president or secretary of state or something else. And Tyrod Taylor's going to get hurt. And then suddenly it's going to be, hey, week four, everybody. Zach Wilson. Hey, I'm back, guys. Remember me. I'm back. I'm not leaving. Can't get me out. I'm not leaving.
That is true. You do have Tyrod Taylor now, though.
I mean, it would be an...
So he creates a little bit of a buffer.
Week four till we get to Zach Wilson.
No, but here's what you're hoping happens. You're basically doing...
I'm hoping they trade Zach Wilson. I'm hoping they let him go.
It's not happening.
But supposedly the Jets were told, hey, we don't like a lot of offers. And I'm like... What do you mean? You take whatever the hell they're offering. It was a six-round pick for Justin Fields, who's actually done something in the league. Whatever another team says we'll give you for Zach Wilson, you take it. But it's that easy. Mr. Kramer, we want to give you a lifetime supply of coffee. I'll take it.
I actually saw that episode.
So lifetime supply of coffee and $1 million? Yeah, yeah. All right. And send him in.
Who said you can accept the offer? Now...
Whatever you get for him.
Maybe it is truly, and we could trace this out, that the Jets brass, including Woody Johnson, truly do listen to the show. Because what was my philosophy related to Justin Fields? Don't get all up in your feels, and if these guys aren't grown up enough to go and coexist and work and not be, feel threatened and soft... that you wait until the inevitable injury in camp. There's nothing forcing you to make a deal, right? Because nobody was saying, I need the deal now so that we can get him locked in for that 50-year option. No, nobody was doing that, right? So there was no incentive. The trade market, everybody had picked someone off of the dance floor and decided to partner them up with the quarterback they had or to roll the dice like a Gardner Minshew or whatever to make them their guy. So for the Bears, when they traded Justin Fields, that was the biggest thing for me, right? Sure, we can go down the theoreticals of here's what you could have done, and even if his contract doesn't reset, you've now got six starters and you're all 22 that are on rookie deals. Sure, that was fun, and it was a nice theoretical exercise. But maybe the Jets are in practice just saying, you know what, we have no reason to trade him right now, and we don't want to release him and get nothing. It's holding out hope. That injuries befall other players.
You know, but you're going to draft another quarter or get another quarterback
sure.
that you think can be your next
yeah.
guy, which you want him to get reps and everything else. I get it. Look, I understand the whole, hey, you have a guy that knows the offense coming, but you've seen it fail miserably. You need to go to somebody who is completely and totally new and unproven. You can't go back to the guy again.
No, this is
not Elizabeth Taylor marrying Richard Burton, divorcing him, marrying somebody else, marrying Richard Burton again, divorcing him, divorcing somebody else, marrying Richard Burton again. This is not that. You can't
do
that, man.
I do like that.
You can't
that
do
example.
That.
I would have stayed with the marriage of Steinbrenner and Billy Martin so we could stay in the Seinfeld universe.
He can't come back.
But here's what you got. It's the guy that's saying, I know what I have, right? I show you that all the time. It's like, is that card really worth that much? No, but that guy's convinced that it's really rare and someone's going to pay him a lot of money. That's what Zach Wilson is right now for the Jets.
No,
Woody
he's not.
Johnson
no.
does not want to be screwed.
You can't bring him back. What's happened. His first run was awful.
We can force
his second
him back
run,
onto Hard Knocks.
His
Come
second
on.
Run was awful. I don't want to see a third. Nobody wants to see a third run. No.
I do.
No.
Frostburg,
no. No.
Get that hand
oh,
up.
I do.
Mark,
no.
Yeah,
hey,
everybody.
Hey. You wait until you trade away Justin Herbert
oh,
so you can draft J.J.
Yeah.
McCarthy.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
wait.
Yeah. That's all you got.
Just wait for that.
Because that's really going to happen.
You get Harbaugh. If you said to Harbaugh, I told you months ago how Zach Wilson
was going to go. Nobody's trading for that.
Of course
crap.
No. But if they say, here's a conditional seventh,
everybody's
I'll
seen him play. They're getting nothing for him.
We're thinking of giving you, I'll take it. It's a sandwich. I'll I'll take it.
Nobody's giving a sandwich for that.
Sure they wouldn't give
a sandwich. No, they wouldn't. Not even a stale sandwich.
No, give a stale. Look, Zach Wilson is going to go somewhere and be an emergency third quarterback. That's where his future is.
The Jets.
It's somewhere else where, hey, don't worry about playing. Learn the offense. And maybe you can be an acceptable backup at some point. Learn the offense. We're not going to throw you out there. We think we have you in an offense that may be able to take advantage of what you do well. So you're going to sit as a third quarterback. You're not going to get anything. You need to trade him before this, and you didn't, right? Nobody's going to suddenly go crazy. Whatever you get for him, you're upset with the draft. Whatever they offer, you say yes. It's like when you go out for your first job. Hey, I really like this. I might want to work here. Well, you just graduated college a month ago. Yeah, it's a job you want to work in. Yeah, what are you going to do? Well, if they offer you the job, you take it. Well, what if I don't like this? You take the job because it's getting your foot in the door. Whatever you get, you get. You say yes. Whatever that phone call is, Joe Douglas says yes. Yes, whatever it is. Fine, good. It's happening. It's done. Because seriously, if Justin Fields is only worth a six-round pick, he's worth nothing. So if you're getting something even close to that, I mean, I feel bad for Justin Fields. Like, dude, a conditional seventh, the difference between that and the six-round pick? Come on, man. But that's the way it goes. So whatever you get, you got to do it.
As they always say.
He can't come back, man.
He will.
He will.
He can't. No.
Hey, Robert Sala said, we're done with the drama here.
No way.
We are ready for 2020.
He can't come back. He can't. He's somewhere else as a third-string quarterback.
Jason.
Not happening. No.
It's happening.
No, like Back to the Future 4, not happening. We're not doing it. Not doing it.
I want to go see Hard Knocks Jet Season on the walls of the Sphere.
Look on the bright side, Jason. He's better than Aaron Rodgers.
No, stop with that. Just
well,
stop.
I mean, he was under center more than four snaps.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So, lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, head to your local Tractor Supply store today. Well, coming up next, we'll have more NFL on the way, but next, ooh, man, there's a story I absolutely cannot wait for it to come out. What is it? We'll tell you next. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I'm a president, and I died in office, one of the eight. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Got to listen to the whole show.
True.
So you ready for the best dad joke?
Yeah, let's go.
That I heard this weekend. You ready for this? I love this one. I love this joke.
Come on now.
You ready? Okay. You know, I went shopping today. I wanted to buy a cherry and a microphone.
A cherry and a microphone.
Yes.
They have the air on at Goodwill?
I wanted to buy a cherry and a microphone.
Okay.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, man.
Wow. You like that? Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing.
I love that joke. I was... A cherry and a microphone. What the hell are you talking about?
Who was drinking Snapple?
Oh, man. No, that wasn't on the end of a Snapple. It wasn't on the, no, it was a friend of mine. Oh, because he knows I love jokes like that. So, oh, I got a great one for you. I went shopping for a cherry and a microphone. I'm like, okay, you got to tell me. There's no way I'm going to guess this one. Bada bing, bada boom.
There you go. You and your dad jokes. You do appreciate those.
The thing is, if I told my dad that joke, he'd go, oh, that thing's old enough to vote. Oh, okay, that was that joke. My dad has no patience for jokes. Yeah, for the guy that likes to tell as many jokes as he does, he has no patience for jokes.
Shocking, because he's a Yankee fan.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
They've been a joke for a long time now. What's it, 15 years?
Oh, yeah.
2009. Long time. Yeah, it's been a long time since 2009. Yeah. Since Alex Rodriguez was on the team that won the World
Series.
Since
you were the evil empire.
Yeah, not anymore.
And A-Rod was classy and let Jeter play shortstop, even though he was the superior shortstop.
Hey, the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. You can see the standings and rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Morgan H. currently in first place, 55 points. Ooh. Out of a possible 64. Four listeners right behind Morgan with 54 points. Of course, two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Now, you and I are doing pretty good in this. I'm second.
Pretty one point behind Jonas Knox.
I have so many points I can still get.
Yeah, I still have like another 87 possible.
I would be in first place if I just did the normal thing and picked North Carolina to win, but I had to pick Wagner because, you know, me, Staten Island, Wagner, going to the Wagner College Hall of Fame. Yeah. Coaches put me in the Wagner College Hall of Fame, best actor in 1979, Wagner College camp. Had I just picked North Carolina, I'm in first place.
Well,
I'm in
1979,
first place,
you started in the champ, right?
Yeah, me and Ricky Schroeder, who was also from Staten Island, oh, by the way.
And
Ricky Schroeder was from Staten Island.
An Oscar that year? Or nominated for an Oscar or something?
He might have been. I don't think he
was
won.
Was he nominated?
Yeah, I don't think he won, though. No, Tatum O'Neal won.
That's right.
But I don't think Ricky Schroeder won. And then he did NYPD Blue.
Champ.
And he was up. No, I mean, I would, had I just, had I just, had North Carolina, I'd be in first place. I'd be the guy running in first place
between
now and Thursday.
You know what, though? But you felt better about the fact that you really put your money where your mouth was, and it allowed you to tell
that
Wagner story a few more times.
Yeah, I like that.
Little Jason Smith winning his Best Actor Award.
All I had
We've got artists' renderings of this acceptance of that medal.
Do we have an artist Gilmore reference as well? You said artist, so I don't know if you meant artist Gilmore.
One of my favorite Bulls growing up.
That's artist with no T at the end.
Forget about the Spurs. Yeah. Forget about his time in the ABA. No, he's a Bull.
All right. So, speaking of the tournament, a very nervous, well, let's see, conglomerate at ABC tonight, because Iowa was in a tight game in the fourth quarter, was a tie game with about 6 minutes left to go. However, Iowa getting to the free throw line
a lot,
97 times tonight compared to 5 for West Virginia. Iowa is able to move on into the next round of the tournament, keeping alive the potential Elite Eight matchup against LSU.
No, that's right. The number 25 of 30 from the free throw line.
30 free throws for Iowa.
West Virginia was 3 of 5.
5 times. I mean, that's insane. That's just absolutely insane. You're talking about
Iowa was called, wait for it.
Differential.
Iowa was called for 11 fouls. West Virginia, 27.
You think Dick Bavetta did that game?
It's a lot of angry folks around the women's tournament.
You know who you're sending, right? You know who you're sending, right? I mean, this was not a great game for Iowa. They did not play well. They have not looked great so far in the tournament. Nope. They have not looked sharp. And, you know, hey, look, there is a potential for, okay, they've been this way. They know where they have to be playing their best later on in the tournament. But so far, they have not looked sharp.
All of that, yeah. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. Clark, 40 minutes played, 8 of 22. Overall, 5 of 14 from three-point range, but did hit 11 of her 12 free throws, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, did have 6 turnovers. Iowa had 15 turnovers in the game as well. But yeah, outside shooting was awful. Her teammates were 0 for 8 from the three-point arc, and overall they shot 36%. But West Virginia, 33.9.
There you go, buddy.
Defense.
So while this is going on, a story that surprisingly has become, I would say, as popular as Caitlin Clark is what's going on with LSU and head coach Kim Mulkey.
Oh, huge.
Where I can't wait to see what the hell this story is that's supposedly coming out any day now about her that she is so upset about. Now, here's the recap of what's been going on. Apparently, reporter from the Washington Post, Kent Babb, who is a pretty well-respected reporter, is working on a story on LSU and Kim Mulkey.
Now, this is a long lead story, though.
Yes, this is a story that he's been working on for a couple of years. Has tried to get in touch with Kim Mulkey for comment. They've said no. They're ready to run the story and reach Kim Mulkey for comment about this going into the tournament, and Kim Mulkey said no. Okay. She decided to address this over the weekend, saying, there's a story coming out, a hit piece coming out about me that I'm ready to sue the Washington Post for if this comes out. Whoa. Wait, what? There's a hit piece coming out on, on Kim? Seriously? And now the interest level in this story has gone from, well, when it comes out, it would be a thing, to now, I can't wait and see what it is, right? I can't wait to see what it is. Because now she's decided to give it all kinds of oxygen. Not only that, she's taken something that's on fire and taken like some gasoline and all kinds of, and grease, and just poured it all over and just watched it in flames up everywhere. Like, she's decided to give all kinds of energy to the story, to the point where I mean it. Every day, yesterday, today, I wake up going, what's this? It's got to hit, right? Because you know the Washington Post wants to run this thing soon. Now, well, you know, and I don't know if they were supposed to run and they got a little scared. So now they're crossing all their T's and dotting their I's. But they have to have this story come out probably this week. I got to think, because you can't wait on how much longer you're going to wait for
the morning of the Iowa LSU game.
Right before tip off.
But no, we actually referenced this a few days ago before her fiery 4 or 5 minute rant, referenced it when we were talking about the tournaments and what we were expecting to see over the first weekend. It's like Pat Forty, among others, had kind of waved their arm going, hey, evidently there's a story coming from the Washington Post. So we made reference to it. And then she goes, and ahead of all media availability, and what a shame it is that it's taking away from our preparation and blah, blah, blah.
It was not taking away from your preparation. You decided to talk about it. You decided to talk about it and give it oxygen.
But on the eve of our first game of the tournament, we get a call that you need 12 questions answered. And then it comes out the details. Like, well, it's actually been 2 years they've been asking for comment and gave you a last minute. Hey, by the way, this is running soon. Here's your opportunity to comment.
Yeah.
Here's some questions. And she decides to lash out. I've got the best defamatory legalese team going, right? They'll eviscerate you. And then she went to the bully pulpit and started wagging the finger going, other people don't have the resources or opportunity to fight back. But I do.
Okay. When's the last time you saw someone sue a newspaper or news agency over a story they said was false and win? When's the last time you saw that?
There you go.
Doesn't happen.
Go. Ready? This is a ridiculous.
Doesn't happen.
So wanted it on Tuesday with a request to get it by Thursday ahead of their tournament opener. Quote, ridiculous deadline that LSU and I could not possibly meet, and the reporter knew it. It was just an attempt to prevent me from commenting, an attempt to distract us from this tournament. It ain't going to work, buddy.
So I'm going to bring it up and make a distraction.
That's right.
But instead, I'm going to make it about me, and it's going to bring our team together. Right? It's going to bring our team together.
Does she have any interest in the financial well-being of the Washington Post?
First of all, like I said this with ESPN's report about Ohtani and what questions you might have, none of these institutions are putting their reputations on the line to potentially be seen as, oh, we got it wrong. Not stuff like this. Doesn't happen. And again, tell me the last time someone has won. Hey, oh, guess what? I won that big defamatory case. No, Washington Post has the story, and they feel pretty good about it. And what Kim Mulkey has done is that, again, I'm going to make it about me, and I'm going to make it about this guy. I'm going to play the victim when we're wondering what the hell is going on, right? This is what she's doing. And I got to be honest, because here's the thing. As great of a basketball coach as she is, what, she never won less than 24 games in a year. I mean, she's what she can do as a coach is unbelievable, right? The road, you talk about a track record like that, it's fantastic. But she is someone who is so easy to root against. She is so easy to root against. And LSU should embrace being the villain of the NCAA tournament. You want to make it us against the world? Yes, because they are so easy to not like. LSU, Kim Mulkey is so easy to not like. And it's not about any of the players on the team. You know, Angel Reese is a big personality. She's got a huge ego. But this is about sports. That's sports. It's on the floor. It's all kinds of stuff. That's fine. Kim Mulkey makes it really hard to root for her. And all I'm going to do is forget about all the stuff that has followed her throughout her career, where even the staunchest of defenders of Kim Mulkey can say, well, that's what was said, that was here, but is that really the truth? I'm just going to go back to the fact that she was given the opportunity to just voice support for Brittany Griner, who is in a Russian prison. This is not about basketball. This is not. She's in a Russian prison in a gulag somewhere. We don't know if she's ever getting out. And all she needed to do, hey, you haven't voiced any comments or support for Brittany Griner. And she said, and you're not going to. You can't even say you support an American who is in a Russian prison. And oh, by the way, we had to let out a very dangerous terrorist to be the swap to bring Brittany Griner back. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you can. This is what we had to do to get an American back, and you can't even say that. This tells me the kind of person Kim Mulkey is. So, you know, so yeah, is she easy to root against? 100%. But you know what? You want it? Own it. Be the villains. Be the team that everybody hates. Because you know what? College basketball could use that, right? Because when is basketball always, or a sport always more popular? When you have a team that everybody roots for, you got the Jordan Bulls, or a team everybody roots against, like the Yankees, right? In the NCAA tournament, we don't really have that anymore, right? Duke is not that team anymore that everybody loves to hate and watch them lose. And in the women's tournament, yes, everybody likes rooting for Iowa and Caitlin Clark, but it's always better when you have a team that is the villains. You can embrace that. You run with that. So if you're going to be this person, this is who you are, embrace it. Be the villains. Be the villains and go. Because like I said, for Kim Mulkey, it is easy to root against her.
839 career games, 722-117. I mean, to lean into the villain thing, she could have gone just into the whole, according to the laws of that nation, and given an explanation there and said, well, what do you want me to do with that? I mean, that's their rules, right? She abstained with a bit of finger wagging, as she does. And there's plenty of other allegations. And as she said, even in her 4-minute rant, right, you found a few disgruntled folks. Wonder how many is a few.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And what is the story? I mean, like, you've seen a lot of people throwing out there what they think it might be, yeah. And which I'm not going to do that because it may not be that at all. But it's like who? I can't wait for this story. I can't wait for it now. I can't wait for it.
But that's just it, right? If it had come out, maybe it would have been a big enough deal. But at this point, she's just fanned the flames. And sure, embrace it. You know, on the men's side, I guess Hurley's probably the closest thing you have. Because he's starting to become a villain, you know, super villain kind of thing.
Well, yeah,
around Lex Luthor.
But yeah,
style.
But can you really walk around saying, "Oh my God, I can't stand Daniel. I want to see UConn lose."
Eventually,
no, you don't have. But you're not there yet, though. You're not there yet.
No, but look, sometimes you have to manufacture a villain.
But this, you're not doing it.
No, you already have it.
She's already ready to go.
No, but she's on the other side, and Caitlin Clark's starting to get enough of detractors of her too, because she complains too much. Her dad had to tell her to shut up. All of that stuff. So like that's there too. But yes, Kim Mulkey, add the sequined blazers and everything else. I mean, she's a WWE villain. Really hyped up and ready to go, good on the microphone. And when this story comes out, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait, because that's going to be the morning of that.
I got to think it's going into that. They each have a game to play before that. Are they really going to have it come out on a Friday? Because the next game's
Major
Friday.
League Baseball dropped the thing about an investigation.
Yeah, but the next
that's not serious.
Yeah, but the next games they play are Friday. So I mean, I don't think it's going to be then. I mean, I think tomorrow. Tomorrow or Wednesday, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to see the bzz, bzz, bzz from you guys because you guys get up earlier than I do. I'm going to get online. I'm going to see what the story is.
If you think I'm wasting my time sending you that, you're out of control.
You're going to send me that. And you're also going to send me something bad about the Mets.
No, I'm going to send you Zach Wilson signs with the Jets.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, what college football rock star says he's about to change the draft? It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
5-second headbang party. Hurry, 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 before I go insane. You trade Zach Wilson or my brain will explode. Oh, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Bam, 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 bam. Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Your brain had a good run.
It did. It did. Well, I can't tell you. You really, if you know what, the equivalent of a pick me up, if you can't have a cup of coffee, put on the best of the Ramones. It's like just 18 minutes and there's like 9 songs, boom, and you're rolling. You're absolutely rolling.
Not a bad way to go.
And that's the best one. I Want to Be Sedated is the best one.
No, it is a classic.
Bam, bam, ba, bam, ba, bam, bam, ba, bam.
I appreciate a little rock and roll high school myself.
Oh, that's a good one. Rockaway Beach, too. Rock away. We can hitch a ride to rock.
Do you play this one after every Mets loss?
No, I play Back in the New York Groove. And I'm back. Back in the New York Groove.
You can also put on Machine Gun Etiquette by The Damned.
No.
That'll get you going.
Okay. A little too obscure.
A little better than Back in the New York Groove.
Nah, it's less obscure. It's Ace Frehley. It's
you could be sedated.
Song. I could do that. That would be, you know.
Listening to Ace Frehley while being sedated.
He had the best song of anybody out of Kiss that went solo. He had the best song. Who knew?
I think Gene Simmons' cover of Firestarter was pretty good.
Fire! Fire!
No, not the cold.
Smoke, sea is rising. So... Deion Sanders says today he is ready to Eli the draft.
Yeah.
For his son and Travis Hunter. Look, Shedeur Sanders, not for this year's draft, but for next year's draft. Right now, one of the top three quarterbacks on big boards, and Travis Hunter, one of the top three DBs. Guy that played offense and defense this year, complete and total stud. And Deion Sanders said today, well, when it comes to the draft, I'm going to make sure they get to the right teams.
Where do you predict Shedeur and Travis going in the draft?
Top four.
Ooh, that's pretty beautiful.
Anywhere from 1 through 4. One of them is going to be one. Yes. And the latter one would not go behind 4. I know where I kind of want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't going to happen.
It's okay, you want point.
It's going to be it's going to be an Eli.
We're going to pull an Eli, meaning Eli Manning. I refuse to play for the Chargers. You have to trade me somewhere else.
So every 21 years this happens?
He's going to pull
an Eli. No way into Eli into this.
So he wasn't going There Will Be Blood?
No, he was not going There Will Be Blood. Do you know drainage, Eli? Drainage.
I drink your...
He's not. He's not. Yeah, he's not bowling in his own private alley with a reporter.
You don't know that.
I'm done.
Hey, Paul Dano, you want to be the Riddler? Riddle this. All right. So, it's not 20 years. It's every few years because now we've gotten our new LeVar Ball. I know where I want these kids to go, and already he has said he doesn't want Shedeur Sanders to go anywhere cold. Right, nowhere cold,
nowhere because along obviously,
because obviously, hey, yeah. If you stay in nice weather, you're going to throw the foot. The ability of you to throw the football is going to be better. Although Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, pretty much, they didn't have a lot of trouble playing in the elements. They were okay.
Maybe he's just thinking he would visit for a long time.
That's a pretty
and
good
he
career.
Wants to be comfortable.
Roethlisberger had a pretty good career. Lamar Jackson's having a pretty good career. Yeah, these guys playing where it's cold.
Right. Look, the man just decided he wants what he wants. Wasn't Sanders like QBR 41st or something among quarterbacks this last year?
Yeah, but look, he should honestly, if he had stopped playing after the Colorado State game and went pro, he would have been the second quarterback off the board.
I remember we were at, we were celebrating my older daughter's birthday. We went to one of the outdoor theater, movies in the park for La La Land and all this catering and food trucks and whatever else. And my phone just blipped about 20 times. Like, all right, I'm not watching the rest of this game. Like, in a matter of, like, minutes. Like, wow, this is just getting ridiculous. And so the girl's like, why are you not watching and hanging out? And then they started watching with me.
Yeah. Look, this is the thing. We've already seen LeVar Ball, and look how that went. Yeah, okay, his kids got paid to an extent, but these kids are going to get paid no matter where they go. Travis Hunter's going to get paid. Shedeur Sanders is going to get paid. These guys are going to go. All he is doing now is causing some teams, because who might be looking at him going, yeah, maybe we draft somebody else. Because I'm not going to sit here and draft somebody and then have Dion get in their ear and say, hey, don't sign here or go someplace else.
Wait, but is it going to happen where not that report comes out and then a month later you flip-flop and start saying how happy they'd be to go somewhere?
Oh, this would be great if they want to go here. No,
because that hasn't happened at all in recent
The thing is, with NFL players, unless a player is by far and away a transcendental player, like you're talking about, hey, this is the best tight end prospect in 20 years, everybody. Teams are going to find somebody else to draft. Are we really going to draft? Is Dion going to be a guy that is talking all the time about his kid and whatever is goes on with this team? Not going to do it. Just like in the NBA. Oh, LeVar Ball's it. Yeah, we're staying away. We're not going to draft this guy.
Coaches and GMs, I want no part of it.
We're not going to draft this guy. So all he's doing is he's going to wind up hurting Shedeur and Travis Hunter, because apparently he's going to be loud enough for Travis Hunter too. So really, teams are going to go, you know what? We'll get another corner. We'll take the number four cornerback off the board. We'll take number four quarterback off the board.
Is he going to play him at corner again this year, too?
He just has to realize all you're doing is hurting the kids when you say stuff like this. I get you're a rock star, but you're hurting the kids.
Better prospect, Shedeur or Bronny James?
Oh, Shedeur, come on, man. It's not even close. Coming up next, what to believe and not believe. And what's next for Shohei Ohtani after today? This is Fox Sports Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.